Water shutoffs to Detroiters who haven't paid their bills are not going to stop. That's the result of a ruling today by federal bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes. Michigan Radio's Detroit reporter Sarah Swick is with us now. Sarah, this ruling came in response to a lawsuit filed by Detroit residents and activists. What did they want Judge Rhodes to do?
They wanted Judge Rhodes to issue a six-month moratorium on the process of shutting off water to residences in the city of Detroit to people who are behind on their bills more than $150. They said that the ongoing shutoff campaign, which has escalated this year and really in the past year, is inhumane and that it affects the poor and that people have a basic fundamental right to water.
And why won't he do it?
A couple of reasons. The first is that, interestingly, after hearing a couple days of arguments on this case, which is obviously tied up with Detroit's bankruptcy case, Judge Rhodes said he didn't really think he had the authority to do it, to order the water department to stop these shutoffs. Secondly, though, he, you know, shot down most of the arguments that the plaintiff's attorneys made, saying that people don't actually have a right to, not to free water, but he said to affordable water, which basically is what the plaintiffs had been asking for, was for the city to institute a more flexible affordability plan so people can pay for water based on what they can afford to pay based on their income. And Judge Rhodes said that he also didn't want to jeopardize the water department's revenues, that basically that by stepping up the shutoff campaign, the department had increased its revenues, increased collection, and that that could all be jeopardized if they were to stop the shutoffs, even temporarily. And that it would also perhaps give people incentive to delay or continue not paying their bills.
So he says, A, I don't have the power, and B, I don't support this idea anyway. Where does this leave residents and activists who want to end these shutoffs?
Well, the plaintiffs in this particular case have said they intend to appeal. They think that there are valid constitutional claims here in terms of due process rights being violated, and they also say the Michigan Constitution guarantees certain minimal levels of sanitary service and that this violates that. But it doesn't leave them with too many more options legally, but there are still ongoing efforts sort of on the more grassroots level to help people out when they do get their water shut off and to arrange for, you know, to get people connected to assistance funds and other things of that nature.
Well, Sarah, it is worth noting that more than half the households in Detroit are at or below 150% of the federal poverty level, and the city created that nonprofit fund to accept donations for those who need it. How is that doing?
The fund so far, I mean, it's been accumulating funds from some pretty big-name corporate donors. City officials have said that the long-term plan is when this new Great Lakes Regional Water Authority comes into play that there will be a water assistance fund that is based on a percentage of the authority's revenues, and that will be available to everyone the Detroit Water Department serves. So there are plans in place to provide additional assistance funds to people who genuinely can't afford to pay, but it's something that is supposed to accumulate over time.
So that basic question of the affordability of water to Detroiters is not going to be addressed, at least not by the federal bankruptcy judge.
No, the basic question of affordability, I mean, we have in this Great Lakes Water Authority plan, they have promised to cap rates going up at a maximum of 4% a year. But, you know, going out over a decade, that's more than 40% higher than rates that are already pretty high. So in terms of that core question of water being made more affordable to people, it seems that the answer so far they've come up with is there needs to be more, just more assistance funds in place for people who can't afford to pay rather than addressing the rate question.
Michigan Radio, Sarah Swick. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.